When you think about what's happening in this program, programs that are requiring people to have to maintain a schedule, to have to be thoughtful about safety, to recognize that the vehicle they're driving is much larger than other vehicles on the road, to use critical thinking to accomplish a goal when maybe what they're having to deal with is unique to what the rest of the population is having to work with. When an employer sees that on a resume, and if we empower our students to talk about those skills that they bring to the table, I'll take that any day over somebody that just has book skills. So whether this is going to be something they're going to do long term for their career, whether it's something they want to utilize for just a gap year, or whether it's just another skill set they want to bring, you know, to their resume, it is literally a win in every single venue you could imagine, I think.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the podcast Caution Wide Right, brought to you by Compliance Navigation Specialist. I'm Luke, your host, and as you can tell, we are at a new location than our normal spot. We are at Northeastern High School in York County, Pennsylvania. And today we are going to be talking about an exciting initiative that helps the next generation step into the world of transportation. At Northeastern High School here, students aren't just learning to drive, they're learning to build a career, from helping students prepare to earn their CDL permits, even their Class B CDL license, and exploring the opportunities in trucking, transportation, and just the industries in general. And it makes sense. Many students, you know, they want to work, but they struggle to find a career. There's a lot of push towards college, but there's a lot of expense or, you know, financing that's involved with debt that comes with that. And many first jobs, like at a restaurant or gas stations, they just don't have a lot of movement of moving up in the career, at least quickly. And that's where the transportation comes in. And that is where the DRIVE program here at Northeastern High School comes in. Now, I want to address employers specifically that are listening to this. If you are an employer, if companies wait until age 21 to hire or recruit employees, you're losing many motivated and valuable people, and could be making your company great. And the DRIVE program helps bridge that gap. So our guest, Chad Forey, is the driving force behind DRIVE. It's with over 20, now almost close to 30 years probably, teaching driver education. Chad started this groundbreaking high school, is the first of its kind CDL program at Northeastern High School. And it's been going on for, I believe, 7 years strong now. So Chad, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Now, so we are in a school. Is it Chad or is it Mr. Forey?
Chad's fine.
I'm sure the students will love to jump on and comment. If students are watching, comment down below favorite things about the class, favorite things about the teacher. Let us know, and I'm sure he'd love to see that. But just getting started. So, what got you into driver education, and then eventually wanting to do CDL?
Well, I did go to college for health and physical education. And one of the professors I had really asked me, what about getting another certification in safety and driver's ed? And I thought that was a good fit. And I got involved with that actually before I graduated college. So that's sort of got me into the driver's ed education field.
Yep. And then the program, you know, it started, what, 2017, 2018. Okay. I'm just curious. I have an entrepreneurship background, so I love the idea of starting something, starting a business. So starting this program, what was that like going from, you know, just driver ed for your commercial license to then wanting to do transportation, you know, the CDL permit and CDL Class B?
Yeah, it was definitely a journey for me. I did not have a CDL background.
Yeah.
So I came from the educational side, and then I was able to just introduce that to my principal, and they were very supportive, and that's encouraging, and they allowed me to get the training to get my CDL and then be able to start the class. I was just going to do a classroom portion of it, and that's how it really started, just to get the kids aware and help them do like a little tutorial type, get them ready to get past their permit, their CDL permit.
And in this classroom, there's a lot of things that you do here. So like we said, you do the driver education for, you know, just getting your normal driver's license, whether it's during school or in the summertime. I see motorcycle gear over there and a motorcycle behind me, helping, wanting to get that license. And then of course we have, if we can turn the cameras around and we can show you later, but there is several different types of simulators, truck simulators, forklift simulators, gaming for all of this. What was it like expanding the program to include all these things? And I'm sure there's a lot of, I see too, like a list of companies that were helping out with this, but how does that expand?
Well, it really came by a local business partner, Keystone Trailers, came to me, the gentleman, Nick Houck, he came and said, hey, what can we do to help you? Because you're doing this on your own, what can we do? And he's also the president at the time of the PMTA local chapter here, yep. Pennsylvania Motor Truck Association. And they're like, what can we do to help? I'm like, well, what do you want to do to help me? I said, do you want to give me $500 for field trips or maybe some supplies or and he goes, what's your dream? My dream, I said, I'd really like to have a forklift or a CDL simulator initially. And that's sort of what started it. And then we were able to get some funding for that through them. So it was a great partnership locally.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like you said, I think you mentioned before to us earlier that you've got sort of the gaming setup that's like $400 setup, and now you got the whole big 100 grand Virage, just amazing system. That's what we use at our CDL school too, where you can have the full view of getting behind a truck. But then that's just computer screen. You actually got a box truck out there as well.
Right, and then that's where the value of local partnerships with industry came in, because someone just said, hey, that was actually on the PMTA board at the time, would you be able to use a box truck? We're sort of phasing one out. It still has some good life left. And I was like, yes. I didn't know how I was going to use it at the time. I didn't know if I was just going to look at it through my class.
Yep.
Or then eventually we started a new class at school where you actually get to drive, like a driver's ed, yep, for CDL to do like the skills testing and actually some on-road practice as well. So
that's awesome. And I know, the program here at Northeastern High School, we're in York County area. We got I-83, you got Harrisburg not too far away. It's a good corridor. But I am curious about expanding this program. What was the, the reaction to this type of training, whether it's students wanting this or being interested in it, families or parents, and even the school district, especially with the trucking industry?
I have overwhelming support through all areas. Some of the industry obviously was big on getting that bridge, like you were saying, that gap filled through some type of connection. We don't lose the students to other areas or other fields, and they don't ever come back to the trucking unless it's a second thought or later,
yep,
career type choice. And so that was my big thing. And the administration was very supportive, and they continue to support whatever I need and, help me develop this program to help the students, to help them get that career. And that's where I like to thrive, in that area where the kids can get a transferable skill to an industry that they enjoy.
Yep. And I am curious. So, it sounds like that's the initial goal, wanting them to help, an easy transfer to a career. What are some, it's been 7 years now doing that on the trucking or that transportation industry side. What are some of those experiences that you got from students? What success stories you have from that?
Sure. I mean, quite a few. I mean, we had some students that actually went locally there. Mm-hmm. He's now actually a supervisor at a township. He runs a township. So he, wow, started at 18 right out of high school, and now he's 22 and he's running the township building and hiring and actually educating, doing what I do, to that township building locally. We also have some that is a yard jockey down at Estes here. We have some working at Pitt, Ohio. They're doing all forklift, so they took more of the forklift end, and he might eventually move into the CDL field, but that he's staying in the industry and working through that area as well. So I have some, a few others, but it's definitely it's encouraging to see kids actually take what I teach them and move on. Another student, it's actually a welder and fabricator, yeah, and because he took this class, he got his CDL license to able to transport whatever they do. So it's nice to have that that it's, you know, maybe not their primary thing, but they have that skill that they can always fall back on. I told them they'll never not have a job if they keep
exactly
a good CDL record and everything.
And so let's talk about that. I also have Ryan here with us. He's been in the education industry as well. And then, you know, working with here at CNS, you know, we are all about, again, that partnership and in the industry wanting to expand. There's so many opportunities out there in trucking and transportation, not just in northeastern, you know, York County area, but like literally, you know, whether it's central Pennsylvania has a big hub from the farming to transportation. You got hubs to New Jersey and DC and Ohio, Chicago. A lot of that, you know, the eastern traffic in this area is just absolutely fantastic. I think one of the things too is one of the quotes was there's like 100, 200 companies just in like 100-mile radius in trucking or in transportation, warehousing. If you see all the different buildings that are being built around here, huge distribution centers, huge locations have just so many people. And I am just curious for both of you, you know, just this idea of educating the next generation for a career. What are you looking for? What are you wanting to instill that makes them good learners, but to a good, you know, a career in a job, taking that next step?
Well, I definitely focus on, you know, some of the soft skills as well. Like, are you showing up? Are you being safe? Are you not taking corners? You know, I mean, we have to talk about that longevity in an industry that I want them to stay in it and understand for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's sort of the biggest area that I step in from my side. And it's always good to hear from different companies too, like what some areas that you're looking for that, you know, that we can help, you know, focus on, you know, if it is that attendance or if it's something that we're, you know, that we're not doing at the school level that the industry needs.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. You know, I think over the course of my almost two decades working, I've never had to let somebody go because of a lack of technical skills. It's usually been because of some lack of soft skills. Sometimes I call them durable skills as well too, because they're durable across industries, right? So former educator, one of the things that I used to think about as a principal and then when I was a teacher is we talk a lot about character education. And historically, and no fault of schools, their take on character education is to have a monthly assembly, which again, it's valuable to call out a particular character trait. But research has shown that those monthly assemblies, although they feel good, it's kind of like throwing leaves on a fire. Like the flame goes up, but it's not really long lived. What is long lived? Finding ways to actually engage in those durable skills. And so what am I talking about when I say durable skills? Things like dependency, being dependable, things like having good emotional intelligence, things like understanding how to use critical thinking. When you think about what's happening in this program, programs that are requiring people to have to maintain a schedule, to have to be thoughtful about safety, to recognize that the vehicle they're driving is much larger than other vehicles on the road, to use critical thinking to accomplish a goal when maybe what they're having to deal with is unique to what the rest of the population is having to work with. When an employer sees that on a resume, and if we empower our students to talk about those skills that they bring to the table, I'll take that any day over somebody that just has book skills. So whether this is going to be something they're going to do long term for their career, whether it's something they want to utilize for just a gap year, or whether it's just another skill set they want to bring, you know, to their resume, it is literally a win in every single venue you could imagine, I think.
I completely agree. Like the idea of, I mean, to me, like it's also that responsibility. Like we're at CNS, it's safety and compliance, and it's safety because it is. It's a big vehicle. It's big equipment. There's a lot of people involved, and if an accident happens, it's a big deal. And that's why, you know, in the trucking industry, it is normal to not hire anybody until they're 21 for, again, that's crossing state lines and being able to do a lot more. But a lot of that, why can't we have younger drivers and a lot of the, you know, old school truckers out there, it's that, again, it's that, are they responsible enough? And that's why a program like this, starting at high school and giving them not just the awareness of how to do it, but it's that, again, it's that soft skills to that responsibility of it all and instilling all that to take that on. I mean, that's useful anywhere, but I mean, that's the big thing in the transportation industry. It's that, can we trust these younger kids into in a career of driving a vehicle. And there is programs out there, and we can talk about that in a little bit, but I am curious. So a lot of what we're addressing, you know, there's a lot of ideas around, you know, the truck driver shortage or a lack of, if you don't want to believe in the shortage, it's the lack of quality drivers. There's always churn, there's always turnover at companies. And the industry is 45 to 55 year old, older generation of people. A lot of people retiring or stepping out. And so we always need an influx of new, responsible, safe, and qualified drivers.
CNS Driver Training Center has just changed the status quo and has completely disrupted the current landscape of CDL training. What makes our CDL school diploma programs different? We want to be cost-effective and flexible for you, the trainee, not the school. Our driver training center is up to 40% cheaper than competitor programs, which focus on training students in groups, not the one-on-one training like us. Who wants to learn how to be a professional driver crammed in the back of a truck with a group of trainees? Ron, get off of me. We offer classroom and online theory training to better accommodate your availability. We developed this from inception so you have the most impactful learning experience. CNS is the first school to be approved by our state for one-on-one Class A CDL training. Our one-of-a-kind CDL training program is designed with the trainee in mind. How? Because the program is specifically focused on the trainee's current aptitude, learning style, and desired job outcome. We're all about delivering high-quality professional truck drivers to our industry in a timely and cost-effective manner. Trucking jobs will always be in demand, and when you're good behind the wheel, making six figures is easily attainable. So why wouldn't you choose CNS for your CDL training? We are the best in our industry, and our trainees back us up. Just look at all the five-star Google reviews. If you have further questions about our CDL school diploma programs, or if you work for a company and want to learn more about our company contract training, give us a call at 717-496-9145 or email us at support@cnstrains.com. Or you can fill out the form below, and somebody will be in contact with you soon. Our nation needs you to keep America moving.
How do you see or address driver shortage and that mentality? What do you tell the kids of why getting into trucking or transportation?
Well, in this area, like you were mentioned about all the industry and all the warehousing and things, we have, you know, you could pivot. Like the CDL is just the beginning. Like you could go into a lot of different things. You could be an accountant, and you know the trucking industry, and now you can help a truck driving because you understand the dynamics of that or things like that. So it's just in this area that this is a booming area for that. And I hope, I just wanted to get the kids an idea of this is just a start. If it's something to interest you, let's keep pursuing it. You don't know where that could lead because you don't know where. I didn't know going into driver's education that I would be a CDL instructor. Like that wasn't in my purview at the time, but now, you know, now it is. So
yep, and it's being open to that other things, the trucking industry, transportation industry. So we got drivers is obviously the most visible or most recognizable. You have, you know, vehicle maintenance, you have the people on the logistics side, you know, maybe it's helping manage the loads, where they at, and the trucks and the people. You've got, like, again, the people management side, fleet management side. If you are a trucker, you could start your own trucking company. So there's literally the entrepreneurship management side. If you want to, you know, do something yourself and not be behind a desk all the time, there's that piece of it. And then, like you mentioned, there's so many other realms within the industry. I'm curious for both of you, again, talk about, you know, the opportunity that's out there. If there's a student listening right now, I'm just curious about that. Like what's that career path? Because again, it might not be something, it could be something 1-2 years down the road. It could be something 4 or 5 years down the road. It could be something 10 years down. What's that opportunity look like?
You know, one thing that I'll call out, I'm 42 now. And so I kind of look back over the course of my life and what was important to me as far as having like what I thought was going to make me happy. And most people go right to compensation, and compensation does matter. You want to be able to afford a particular lifestyle that you want to live. But in addition to that, there's other components that, again, if a younger student is listening, this may not be immediately something that comes to mind right away, but I always look at my jobs with three categories. how much autonomy do I have? In other words, how much choice do I have in how I do what I do? How much creativity do I have? And do I find purpose in what I do? And again, compensation is important too. We need to make sure we can pay the bills and get food on the table. But man, when I think about opportunities in the trucking industry, transferable skills, like my goodness, you can pretty much move anywhere in the United States and probably be able to find a job somewhere. Yep. Autonomy or independence, there's a lot of independence that you have in making choices on the road. There's some things, you know, we have tight and loose. There's things that we're going to need to do based upon what our company or boss tells us, but there's a lot of flexibility as far as independence goes. Creativity, all the different people that you get to meet, and you know, the ability for you to make the job what you like to be, and purpose. My goodness, there's probably no other field I can point to that runs America's economy more effectively than the trucking industry. So I don't know. Again, as a getting older guy, I try not to admit that, but I feel that way at times. I do look back on what this industry brings to the table for someone who's looking to just overall feel a sense of, do I enjoy what I do? Do I feel value in what I do? Do I feel security in what I do? And I think the industry has those three things.
Yeah.
And yeah, just a valuable career that they have to look at. Like, so, a lot of companies are investing in their employees, and you got to look at that value as well, that people need people that are qualified in the CDL, forklift training, and you know that industry is not going away, and you can move anywhere you want with that. And you have, you know, maybe this is just a door that's opening and you know where it's going to lead. And that's, I tell students, don't be hired for a job that has a certification or a skill.
Yes.
If you get in a job and they can, oh, we can train you, you know, we can fully train you, like some things like, are they training you for a skill or is it just to do this particular job? And that's the difference between a career and maybe a job. So that's where I really try to push them to something that they can use as a certification or career. And our school really is doing a good job at that. That what are we offering students when they leave Northeastern? Do they have a certificate in a certain area, like an OSHA training for a forklift or a CDL license? Like, what are we doing to help them be successful at that next step?
Yeah, and it makes sense. I mean, we have, like at our CDL school, we work with Walmart. They come to our site and do a lot of training. And a lot of what they're doing is, hey, they want new CDL drivers. It's a lot of the warehousing, the forklift drivers and things like that. They're given the opportunity. They're getting paid. Their school is getting paid for through Walmart. But yeah, they're moving that. You know, they like what they were doing with the warehousing and whatnot, but maybe they want to go, you know, take it a step further, and that opportunity is there. And having those credentials, having those experiences is a great, again, it helps you with that transition. And I know for us, like in the trucking industry, so we, if people are out there understanding hot shot, that's, you know, you got your F-150, F-250, you're pulling a gooseneck trailer and hauling loads around the country or just locally, maybe for farming or whatever. And, you know, hey, should I get my class A or just have my class B CDL? And we recommend getting a class A because even if you're not using it or required to use it for, you know, the hotshot career that they're having, having a class A lets you be able to move up if you want to move up. You already have the license, you're already credentialed, and it's just taking that step further. And so again, it's having those credentials and the right credentials. And again, and if you're, you know, if it's a student listening, there's obviously a whole lot of other things too. There's, you got a passport or passenger that you can add on to your CDL. You have hazmat that you can add on to your CDL. And there's a lot of different pieces there that could eventually grow beyond just your class A. So a lot of opportunity. Now, I do want to talk about the class, the structure. What does it look like? So what are the key components of the drive course, and what does a day-to-day tend to look like?
Well, the drive course is, we do have block scheduling here, so it's not your traditional school where you have 80 minutes, which is nice. Yeah. So I like to try to break it up. We have to get the classroom done, and we have to help them get past the general knowledge, the air brake tests, things like that. So we spend about half the time on that, and then half the time on the simulators. So we try to get as much seat time as possible, because I feel that's gives them a good value of what it's going to be like. You know, how does the truck back? What's the difference, you know, straight truck? And then I also have them back a truck that's a Class A or with a trailer so they can...
Feels different.
It's a total different...
it's almost opposite.
Totally opposite type of thing, but it gives them that option. And I know some of them want a Class A, and I sort of give them that, but I do focus on the Class B because that's what we offer here.
I'm just curious about what's their reaction. I know the schools, this program started, I think it was like 16 people interested in the elective, and then it doubled. What are we looking at now with how many people tend to use the courses or go through, especially this elective? And then, what is their reaction? Are they excited when they get behind the simulator? Are they excited when they get to be able to be behind a truck? What is that reaction?
Yeah, the students really do react well. I mean, they want to drive. They get, obviously, you get to drive something that's not every high school had. I think we're the only high school as of now that has the Virage simulator, and they get to be able to drive that and experience that, and also get in the truck. We actually one of the last things we did this past week was take them out and do an air brake check where they actually have to start the truck and do all the steps. And I actually sit there with a pre-trip, and I actually grade them on it, and like, you miss this, you miss that, and that gives them a real feel. This is what it's like, and they're like, this is hard. Like, oh, this is what it's like. I mean, you have to be ready for it, and this is like your final sort of for it, and that gets them ready for that next step too. So they do appreciate the ones that take it seriously. I think it definitely weeds a couple of them out that are like, okay, maybe
sure
I don't, and that's okay. If you find out this maybe is not for you, and this is not something that you want to grasp and really sit at home and study hard, then that's okay. At least you'll learn that out. So,
well, two things I want to call out. One, I think it's important that any student or family is thinking about taking this class and are wondering, like, how's the equipment stack up? Your simulator is what we're using. Same exact simulator in our business. And, our business kind of leads the way when it comes to training in the professional world. And so I think it's amazing that you have that same level of equipment. Two, to your point about the importance of recognizing the seriousness of this role, we often tell our students that are adult students coming to learn to drive is that every time they drive by another vehicle, especially cars with families in them, every time they safely pass that vehicle, that's a mom, a dad, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, whomever, who's going to safely get home that evening, who's going to still be alive and get home to their family. We don't take that responsibility lightly because accidents in large vehicles are almost always catastrophic. And so the industry can't afford that people don't take it seriously. So I think it's valuable that that's being instilled in them now, that like, we want you to explore, of course, but when you're here to learn, because it's a big deal to get this wrong. That's why we must get it right.
And there's a lot of really easy skills that get taken away. Just the idea of a pre-trip. I mean, everybody in a personal vehicle, and I know the truckers out there complain constantly, like, your light's out. You should have seen that. You should have done a pre-trip. What they complain the most about is whether it's an RV pulling another car, which is, filled to the brim, and, their lights aren't connected correctly or whatever. Like, they see it all the time where a simple pre-trip would have done that. And I think that's one of those instilled things where it's like, okay, trucking transportation is not for me, or getting behind a truck is not for me, but these skills are so valuable for a student to just even being aware, like, hey, if I'm hauling with my boat behind me, is that safe? Am I going to be safe on the road? And I think that's what's great about this class too, is that it can grow beyond just that career opportunity, but just the day-to-day, the day-to-day piece of it. I'm curious, first from the student perspective, what are some common misconceptions that they have when they think trucking industry?
Well, unfortunately, a lot of times they think it's just you're going to be long haul.
Yep.
You're going to be away all week. And I try to really give them an idea. I mean, yes, there is that component, but the industry's changed. Like, you can be home every night.
Yep.
You can have a social life. Like, it has changed. I mean, and I try to encourage them to really research it and look at it. Each company's different, and you could figure out if you want to do a local type area, mm-hmm. or if you want to do a regional area where you're home, maybe one night out. There's so many different options out there, and to open their eyes up. And there's a lot of things that have CDLs. So, like, we talk about PennDOT and the jobs that are at that level, or if you're at a lot of different industries, you need a CDL
construction.
And like you said earlier, like some people are driving trucks that are maybe overloaded.
Yep.
And they should have a Class A and they don't, and then they're going to get fined. And understand that credentialing, that what you have and how valuable that is to the company too. So when they
Are they learning the gross weight?
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yep. And understand the combination. Yeah, weight. Yep.
And it does get confusing, but we see it happen all the time where people commonly make the mistake. And that's, again, why if you're doing hot shot and you think you're close to the edge, just get the Class A, because you don't want that mistake to happen and then it's a compliance issue. I'm curious, Sue Ryan, on your perspective, before trucking, before you got into the transportation industry, what were some misconceptions that you thought you had, or maybe others that you chatted with?
Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be easier to list the things that weren't misconceptions. I had so many. but I guess here's the most important thing that I say with some embarrassment. In my head, I had a visual of who a truck driver was.
Yes.
Right. When I graduated 2001 from high school, my vision of a truck driver was a gentleman with a ball cap, probably a mullet, flannel shirt, unbuttoned, maybe a bit of a gut. My point is, I envision the truck driver being one way. Here's what I've learned. The trucking industry brings people from all walks of life together who are interested, again, in that autonomy, creativity, and purpose, and who really want to be part of a solution.
Oh, yeah.
We have seen at CNS, we have folks who are looking for a career where they get to kind of call most of the shots, or they get to be on the road and get to kind of see the nation. We've seen people, we've had doctors who are looking for their second career. They want something that is going to be more fulfilling than whatever they were doing in the past, whether they were a doctor or another role. Maybe the stress level was way too high and they wanted something that was different. We've had people that are new to the United States and they are looking to start a fresh new life. And it is amazing when I see them pass their CDL test. And it's almost like there's like a round of applause coming from every department of our building, because they know that we know that we've had the honor of being like one small, I'll say like cobblestone on their path to what's next. So I guess the biggest misconception was just understanding who the world of trucking attracted. And what I've since learned is that the world of trucking attracts people who want to see great things happen in a short period of time. People who are excited for knowing that their future is really going to be very fulfilling. There's probably gonna be twists and turns along the way. And for people who really want to develop transferable skills, the skills that you learn as a truck driver truly are transferable to so many different industries. I'll go back to those durable skills or those soft skills. It is amazing what the stories I've heard about how people have been so successful in the world of trucking and then beyond the world of trucking after they spent some time there.
Yeah. And the other industries that we really haven't talked about, but there's like waste and recycling. There is, again, construction has so many different varieties. You can tap onto that. But I mean, you have, if whether you're wanting to stay local or if you're retiring or like a church program, it's transporting people. And so the school bus driving training is a big piece of it, and it's just very, very easy. Yeah, if you're retiring and that's something that you want to step into, that's there for you. I feel like I had a couple others just on the top of my mind, but like there's the different variety of things where you can have that job, that career in. It's endless. Now that was misconception sort of from that student side. I am curious, what do you see if you interacted with some companies, or if you're wanting to get more companies to help being involved in some way? What are some misconceptions that you see the employers have towards these kids?
Well, sometimes the employers, I think they think they're going to, be there. They really need to have some type of apprenticeship program to take that next step. I can lead them, give them some skills, but then I really like to see some more companies say, hey, we have apprenticeship type programs here. Would you like to come visit? And this is some things that we have offered for them. And we have some companies do that. It's just, I'd love to see that more from companies that they reach out to us.
Yes.
We're approachable. I know sometimes schools don't seem that way sometimes, but any school is going to listen if a company's come and say, this is what we would like to see.
Yeah.
And I think companies need to realize the power they do have to talk to schools and say, I'm in your area. These are some things that we're looking for from your graduates. And, you know, how can we help? How can we be that partner and start that conversation? So
yeah, I've had conversations not just from like high schools, but even like technical colleges to four-year colleges. They all are interested in those type of like relationships as well. So like for employers in general, just, you know, you want a system of getting new people in and getting qualified people in. And so, yeah, whether it's internships, whether it's apprenticeship programs, whether it's, you know, once you understand that, hey, these are going to be great kids, that you're doing a great job, and these students are fantastic when they first join, and they're excited, they know what to expect into some degree, that is huge. So we definitely encourage companies being involved. Now, I believe still, you know, you've been running 7 years strong with this part of the program for, you know, York County. Has other school districts considered doing this? Have they talked to you about doing this, adding this on? I know it's always hard with budgeting and other things like that. It's something that people probably want to cut, you know, driver ed and things. But I'm just curious about that.
There has been a renewed interest. I think everything in the educational system, as you know, is like a pendulum. It goes back and forth. And I think we are at the point where it's moving toward, hey, what are we doing for those students that aren't going to college? I think community members want it and so forth. They want to say what skills can we give students, or if they are going to go to college, what interest can they get into if it's logistics or something along that field. So, yeah, that's really something that we're focusing on here. So,
And I do want to mention, I don't know how much Chad knows about the Safe Driver Apprenticeship Program, the pilot program for companies, but it's taking those 18, 19, 20-year-old kids that are driving locally and giving them an opportunity, if they're safe, if they're doing a good job with that, to give them an opportunity to drive across state lines, which makes sense for here because Maryland and Baltimore is right there, and it's hard to just, you can't cross that border. I can go all the way to Erie. I'm not crossing a border, but I can't go right down there, and this is like my home. And so it's like these programs, you know, again, is available for companies where they're making sure that it's safe. They're putting a lot of safety mindset of how safe is the vehicle? Are they tracking? They're tracking the drivers. How are they tracking them? And all of this information that they're applying. But again, they want to prove, trying to get these kids under 21 to be able to prove, yes, they're safe and they're great and they can cross state lines if they need to. I'm just curious about your thoughts on that program.
I do think we need to make sure we are starting young and we continue the safety mindset all the way through.
Yes.
And obviously companies want to keep that from insurance areas.
For sure.
And so forth. Piece. And but we, you know, it's I think it's good to start early because we can, I really instill, hey, that driver's license is valuable to you. You're 17, 18 years old. When you do get out, keep a good record. Don't be in crashes. Don't have any speeding tickets. Do, you know, make good choices with that because that's your ticket for at least this industry. And if you don't want to, you know, have a DUI or one or two, and then that's it. This industry is over for you. You're not going to have a CDL. So explaining that and getting them early and getting that safety thing instead of learning on the backside of that, I think that's very valuable for the kids to understand.
Now we do have, so I want to transition, you know, again, the industry partnerships and different relationships you have, whether it's with companies, the PMTA that we mentioned. You know, you've got, what, a week or two from now, you have the career fair coming up. What are some of those partnerships? What are some of those companies you want to shout out and mention that you guys are working with and are being very involved in helping you guys out?
Yeah, there's quite a few companies that do come to that job fair. We're trying to really try to build it up. It was much larger in the beginning when we had the PMDA with all the funding, but now it's you know, we scaled it down a little bit, but it's definitely helped students focus on that. We also like to do field trips to get them out to the industry. I can talk about it. I could have people come in, but to actually go in and say, this is what we do, and they're like, oh, this is something I would like to do. I think that's important. It's an important piece that schools need to really get out of their school building and actually go to the industry to show, because things have changed. Like you said about perspectives, you know, the trucking industry has changed. And you can talk about it, but then if you show it, then, oh, it is changed. We have a different idea of what trucking is and what it can be. So,
yeah. Yep. And, yeah, I agree. I mean, even, you know, the PMTA, you know, one of the things that they do, too, is, like, yeah, getting students out to experience the industry is fantastic. They also get the, you know, senators or congressmen to come to the industry and learn from the industry. So it's like literally both sides of like everybody needs to understand the criticalness of like trucking, transportation. If a truck brought, or if you bought it, a truck brought it is one of the common phrases. 70% of all freight being transported via a vehicle, a truck. And, you know, that's coming from the ports. That's coming from, you know, our companies here in the U.S. and all around. These companies out here, they need these programs to continue to instill. And so that's why I love that you guys are here. I love that Northeastern is supporting this. I am curious about thoughts on the future. It's been 7 years for this part of it, driver ed in general. What do you want to see? What's your wish list for, you know, whether it's another year or two moving forward?
Well, I mean, every year, if you're a good teacher, you always try to refine your curriculum and figure out what you want to do and move forward with it. I really want to try to get more of an interest based with that. I mean, I'd love to start, if there was more of me, I would love to do more like warehouse management. I would love to see, you know, some things along that line, because some people are like, the CDL is not for me, but they literally like the forklift side.
Yep.
And we do have a lot of industry with that. So love to see more of that come about. If I had my wish list, that would just probably where we would move toward. And also a lot more internships. We need to, our school's moving toward that we can get kids into places their senior year when they have maybe a minimal schedule, they have a couple periods off that they could go out there and explore that and have industries open to, you know, a few weeks to a few months that they could work with the students. So that's probably my next step with the industry. And also just keep trying to keep the students focused and hungry on at a smaller level, like maybe start at the younger level, junior high. I mean,
yeah.
And talk about what careers you're looking at. Take the truck over, have the older students talk to them about this might be something that you're interested in. And maybe your parents aren't involved. Yes, you hear that. But if you don't have it, parents involved in that industry, it gives them an idea of options that are out there.
So. Yeah, and I like to mention, you know, that's why parents, people in the industry, go to your school boards, go to those meetings, voice your, you know, opinions of like, how can we do a better job? What are some ideas to do a better job on these kind of relationships, that next career path or whatever it is? Because we always want to grow. We always want to improve. And I know, again, you know, the companies that are out there, if you're listening, like getting involved, find a way, work with people in your group to get these partnerships together. Find your Mr. Forey if you can. And if you're in central Pennsylvania, talk to him. There's so many different ideas. Like the trucking industry is one to be celebrated. It's fun. Like the gamification side of it, if they are a truck driver and they're really good at it, I mean, even there's the truck driving championships that we do every year where they do a skills test and a regulations test. But they do all of this. Which I'm curious about for the pre-trip inspection. Do you ever hide anything for them to try to find?
I don't. They just need to be able to get through it. So we're taking one step at a time. That would be a great thing to do, like different crack a light here or something like to see if they can find an error. But yeah.
Luke, can I add a piece? Because for sure. I think you bring up a really good point. So, I mean, our audience base is going to be largely those who are in the industry already. But I have to imagine that at least one person who's watching this is going to have kids or other family that are in schools and saying, like, man, like, how do we get this started? So, you know, districts certainly can leverage their tax base, but there's a low ceiling to that because you can't leverage that too high. Most school districts have something called an education foundation. So when I was in my past school district, it was, you know, school district's education foundation. And they receive private money from businesses in the area. And typically those ed foundations, they are tasked with bringing innovative new opportunities to schools. And so to somebody who's watching and they're asking like, well, how do I get this started? I would say, start with maybe reaching out to the principal, or if you have a teacher that you're aware of that works in this school, or if you have somebody that's on their PTO, and ask if they have a point of contact for the Education Foundation, and just float the idea out there that they heard about the school district that has a truck driving CDL forklift program in their high school and would love to explore how to be able to bring this to their school. Because really what's happening at the end of the day is that those organizations, those ed foundations, are helping schools expand opportunities for kids. And really that is the core reason why public education exists, to provide students with the skill sets, both technical skills as well as soft skills, to be able to find what success is for them. And success looks different for everybody. Yep. I think that we brought up some really great points here, that what this program has allowed students to see is a whole other pathway that allows them to find success for them. Because could you imagine this program wasn't here? I think you'd be missing a whole pocket of students who just felt like, I have interests, but they're just not available. I think they're so fortunate to have you and to have this program here, but it's not impossible to see this happen in other schools as well, too.
Yes. Any last thoughts before we sign off? Anything you want to mention to anybody that might be less students or employers?
No, I mean, I just appreciate you guys interviewing me, and we just want to really just spread the word out to other schools that you can take the chance. Now, I was one of the first people to do that here in this area, and I'd love to have other businesses come and visit. You can come talk to my students, or any other school districts come in and actually tour and see what we're doing. And it's easier when it's already been done, and I can sort of help do that. But so it is possible, and you can do different. You can be able to make a company that company partnerships and things like that are needed for school districts. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for letting us come here. It's a, you know, in school days, in service day, so it's not like there's students around today, but thank you for letting us come out here. I'm sure we're going to have some other shots of other things that, everybody can see what this class is offering. But again, thank you so much for letting us do this. And of course, as always, stay safe out there.